I'm about to tell you financial advisors how to make a selfie go viral. Yeah! Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the show. My name is Sarah. I'm a CFA charter holder, financial blogger, and I used to be a financial advisor. I do a weekly podcast on the subject of financial advisor lead generation and marketing. So don't miss it. You get the real story, the real deal. Please subscribe and let's ride. Today's show is about how financial advisors can make viral selfie photos. I've recently started doing this for myself and the results have been pretty unbelievable. So I was motivated to make this show when I had one posting on LinkedIn that was so successful that not one, but two of my ex-boyfriends liked the posting. You know, there should be some ex-boyfriend marketing metric. Actually, there should be like a ratio. So let's say that you're like me and you have like a lot of ex-boyfriends. It should be like how many ex-boyfriends out of your total number of ex-boyfriends liked the posting. If it's more than 20%, then that triggers some marketing alert or something like that. So anyways, before I get into it though, before I tell you financial advisors how you can make a selfie photo go viral, I'm going to answer the question of the day. As you know, I start off every podcast by answering a question from a listener. Write into me if you have a question you'd like me to answer. So here we go. Question of the day. Hey. The question is, Sarah, how do I optimize short 2 to 3 minute clips, including how to include, okay, this is a kind of weirdly worded question, including excerpts on YouTube and Facebook. Okay, so I'm going to talk about this. I'm assuming that you're talking about video clips. What you would want to do is you would want to, first of all, whatever you do, if you really want to do well in the algorithm, then you have to upload the video natively, meaning you upload it to the social media platform almost as if you are attaching a PDF file. You're not posting a LinkedIn, which is going to direct traffic away from the platform. So you're not going to put a link there that's going to point to another website like YouTube or wherever you have the video hosted. So you're not going to actually link the video into the social media posting. You're going to upload it directly. That's the first way that your videos will do better in the newsfeed. The other thing, if you want to really optimize the video's performance, is that you should put some subtitles in there. You don't have to subtitle every single thing that you say, just make the main points and make the subtitles kind of go along with what you're saying. The last thing is the video should be as short as possible if you really want it to optimize. And the reason is that you financial advisors are so dry and boring that the longer the video goes on, the worse it tends to get. So I would just say if you can keep it to like 20 seconds, but have it be a good kick in engaging 20 seconds, like I'm cool with that. I've found that some of my shorter videos have done better also. You know, if you go on, just keep in mind that every 20 seconds or so as human beings, we need what's called a position break. We need to be repositioned when we're watching something. So the longer you make the video go on, the more you're going to have to put in what's called a B-roll, which is kind of, you know, when you're watching a video and it fades away to another scene, you're going to have to put in some kind of a graphic, maybe change the camera angle, something like that. You're going to have to reposition the longer that the video is. So for that reason, for you financial advisors, that a lot of you aren't, you know, putting all of the production into the videos, trust me, when you're going to really produce one of these videos, and even I myself, I don't think have really maximized my production of my videos, but it takes a ton of time. I know a lot of you aren't going to do it. So the basic tips I would give you if you want to optimize your snippets on social media, keep it short, shorter, better. Natively upload, use subtitles. So let's start into the show now. What is a selfie photo? A selfie is kind of like a self-portrait. It's a picture that you take of yourself. You actually, for the purposes of what we're doing here, it doesn't have to be taken by you. It could be taken by somebody else. But a selfie is generally a photo that's a little bit more informal in nature. Generally, people take a selfie with their cell phones. And that's really what I'm talking about here. It doesn't actually matter if you take it or someone else does. It just should be like an informal photo that's not this whole big professional photo shoot thing, okay? That's what I mean when I say selfie. So I want to talk to you about the importance of selfies in your social media. Now, I myself am a marketing person. I'm a little bit bolder, a little bit more out there than you financial advisors. I know a lot of you financial advisors, you like the charts and the graphs and the stock photos, and you're conservative by nature. But that doesn't change the fact that this is a person-to-person business, and really what engages us as human beings is a physical connection. So a lot of you tend to be, I don't know the term left-brained or right-brained makes sense to use here, but a lot of you tend to think about things factually, and I'm going to have to take you into my realm a little bit, and I want to think of you, and I want you to think of this in terms of the metaphysical. I want you to think of it in terms of what, how we've evolved as people, and that person-to-person connection really is what we are looking for and what really engages us. So I'll tell you a story about my own newsfeed. Now, I'll admit it, it's painful to say, but the truth of the matter is that having been pregnant or nursing since, well, I would say between the period of December of 2019, that's for that period of like basically 5 or 6 years, I was either pregnant or nursing. And I, trust me, my appearance was the last thing on my mind. During the COVID, I was quarantined with 4 kids and having to run my business. I actually lost a lot of weight. And so it was kind of like for me, like coming back into how I was before I had all these kids. And at the same time, I had hired somebody to optimize my YouTube channel. My favorite YouTuber in the world is this guy who runs this YouTube channel called Aspie World, Daniel Jones. He's been a guest on the podcast before. He's actually one of my favorite people in the whole world. I absolutely love him. And, you know, I love autism. I have an autistic child. And by the way, very proud of that. Making massive improvements with that through the really hard work that we're doing in therapy. I'm so proud of my son for how far he's come. But it just goes to show everyone that if you put your mind to something and you have a positive attitude, you really can move mountains. And that's exactly what's happening with us. And I'm so overjoyed. And actually this influencer, this YouTube guy, Daniel Jones of the Aspie World is one of the reasons, because I'm always watching his videos and learning from autistic adults like him about what autism really means and what it's like to be autistic. And so it's just been it's been unbelievable. And Daniel Jones himself is an unbelievable artist. He's a successful YouTuber. He has dyslexia, ADHD, and also autism. And his mind is so different, and he's extremely visual. And so he actually said to me, he was optimizing my channel for SEO for like the keywords. And he said to me, he said, Sarah, you know, he's like, you're an attractive girl, but you really need to do a lot better with these thumbnails because you're not showing your best. And as painful as it was to hear that, I'm so glad that he told me that and that he had the courage to say that to me, because it was true. And the truth of the matter is that my performance on social media has been held back because I would just be on social media looking like a mess all the time. You know, ashamed to say it now, but all I could do is improve, and that's what I'm doing. So ever since he said that, I've been really working on my selfies. In fact, he told me, he's like, Sarah, either take the thumbnail correctly or don't upload the video. So I've been recently, I did this little kind of like experiment where I was like, well, I'm just going to see how I can really rock my selfies. And so I started just taking selfie photos, and I started getting dressed up for them. And all of a sudden I'm noticing that my results are improving in the LinkedIn feed, and I'm getting more likes, and you know, I'm seeing people like, you know, I'm seeing my ex-boyfriend that is like liking my posting, and I haven't like heard from him in 10 years. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when that's definitely a sign, by the way, that you're doing better on social media. When you see different people liking your stuff, that's a sign of expanded breath within your following. So what was happening is that within a few days, when I started taking selfie photos and posting them to LinkedIn, and again, like I said, don't refer away, not putting links in, not putting articles in, just putting pictures of me with some inspirational words or a mini blog or a quote. I noticed that within 2 or 3 days, it did not take long for my LinkedIn results to improve. And so I'm seeing that I'm getting to more views quicker. I'm seeing more engagement. I'm seeing my postings are obviously getting served up better. And then, so I'm continuing this. And I would say after a period of about 2 weeks of doing this, consistently posting selfie photos every single day with minimal referring away, minimal referring or pointing, putting links in that direct to other websites, keeping people's attention on my postings on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is rewarding me to where I can get to 100 views probably within an hour of posting certain photographs. And I'm going to go over what the photographs were. I'm actually going to describe all of them to you and put them in the blog that's attached to this podcast. So I just want to make the point that the key thing you need to know is that what any social media platform wants is watch time. And the best way to engage is through very, very powerful graphics, very powerful images. And the most powerful image that you can present as a financial advisor, because you are in the business of selling yourself, is a picture of your own face. Now, I know that a lot of you are self-conscious, so I'm going to address that because I've heard from more than one person that you don't want your pictures on social media. It is going to be hard to succeed on social media as a financial advisor unless you get some pretty sophisticated graphic support. If you're going to just post stock photos or graphs or charts that are rudimentary and not going beyond what people normally see, you're going to blend in like everybody else. Remember, there's only one person that has your face. You might not like it. You may think you're too wrinkled or that you've got gray hair or that you've gained weight or whatever it is. We all have these hangups, myself included. I mean, I'll even be vulnerable. I don't really care because I'm very confident about how I look. But if you look at my face, you'll notice that my face is slightly asymmetrical where my eyes are two different shapes. Now, is this something for me to obsess over? No, because I know that my expression and the energy that I carry is going to be what people pay attention to way more. And if people are really going to focus on my physical drawbacks, then what does that say about them? It shows that they're a little bit insecure. And I would say that most of the time, if it's something, if it's an appearance flaw that's well managed, that's not accentuated, that's not completely out of control, if you manage it well, I think that you can get away with most of what people regard as appearance flaws. Like I said, what I think really matters is the confidence and the energy and the overall what you're doing, what the picture is doing for other people. And when I go over how to take a good selfie, I'm going to describe to you what you should be doing in these selfie photos. So first, before I get into that though, I want to just have all of you stop and take a pause, and I want you to take your phone out. I'm gonna give you a second to do that. And then I want you to just snap 20 selfies of yourself. I want you to literally just, I'll give you like 5 seconds, and I want you to just click 20 times. Okay, so what did you notice? When you look at these pictures, what do you see? Well, you probably see that the pictures that you took later on in the little photo shoot that we just did are better than the ones in the beginning. And you are also probably noticing that most of these pictures are going to be discarded. And that's absolutely normal. When I do a shoot, I will do 20 to 50 snaps. And out of those, I would say I get maybe 2 or 3 good ones. I know it's immensely frustrating. And to all of you, you know, quantitatively focused people, the ratio is hard to accept. Okay. And I understand that. But the truth of the matter is that unless you're really being very intentional about every photo, they're just not going to come out that good, but you're going to get 1 or 2 that are maybe correct. So it's important while you're doing your photos that you keep changing position, because taking the same picture and over again is going to give you the same result. You're kind of guessing here. These aren't really staged, planned, strategically focused photos, okay? These are just, you're kind of throwing them up there. And when you do that, you're going to find that you're going to have to throw a lot of them out as a result. But the point is that the more that you go on, the more relaxed you probably feel in front of the camera. And that's why the later photos, rather than the early ones, are probably going to be the better ones. So how do you actually create a great selfie? Well, there are a few things that I do. I'm going to give you these tips. One of the things that I've started doing with my selfie photos is I've started to actually play music that makes me excited and happy while I'm doing the photo shoot. Nobody needs to know that I'm listening to like a Cardi B while I'm doing my photos. And it makes me happy. It makes me feel, it makes me go out there. Like it makes me get outside of myself and to not feel so like I'm just sitting there. It makes me feel like I'm part of something when I'm listening to music. So I would suggest that. Put on a good song that you really like. It just kind of lose yourself and then take the pictures and be happy. Now, the other thing that you could do that I've found is really helpful is that I always bring my touch-up tools with me to the place where I'm taking the photo. What I used to do is get changed in the bathroom, and then I used to go and sit at my computer and take the pictures with the webcam. But then I found that I needed to do so many touch-ups because what you see through the lens is a different angle than what you see when you're doing your makeup in the bathroom. So I am awful at eyeliner. I nearly poked my eye out the other day doing it, and I don't ever want to do it anymore. But I do have to bring makeup with me and look at what I look like through the viewfinder or through on the actual screen that the webcam is taking. And before I take the shots, I have to touch up my makeup a little bit. But this could be like with your hair, like you should bring a hairbrush and hair products with you to wherever you're taking the photos as well. Now, when you're actually posing, how do you stage the photo correctly? So you remember, you always want to be not near a window. You want to not be backlit. You don't want the window behind you. I like a plain background behind me. You can also be very intentional about the positions that you do. So for example, what people are going to look at the most is your eyes. And your eyes should be as big as possible. If you can make some kind of an expression with your eyes that enlarges them, that's going to attract more attention. And by the same token, like with your mouth making a big expression, like whether it's a grimace or a funny smile, it's that the mouth is also going to be what people look at. In terms of your gestures, there's a few ways that you can maximize your selfies using gestures. Keep in mind that a lot of these selfies are going to be used for thumbnails, meaning the thumbnail is the image that's pasted onto like your blog or your YouTube video or whatever. So there's not just random things that aren't very appealing to people. So it's supposed to be very appealing, but also what the thumbnail photo is supposed to do is the thumbnail is supposed to give the reader information about what the content is about. So you don't put the full title on there because that's too many words. Remember, the point of the picture is to be a picture. What you're going to do is you're just going to explain or accent the picture using a few keyword phrases, So it should be 2 to 3 words. If you can get by with even one word, that would be best because you really want the focus to be on the very strong impression that you're physically making with your body. But what you want to do is just put maybe 2 words or 2-word phrase or something and maybe point to it using your fingers. And I'm going to actually show you some examples of my selfies in this blog on the website at the blog that's attached to this podcast. I'm going to go over some selfie examples so that you could see them because I've done exactly that and it's worked out great. So now I'm going to get into some examples of great posting. So yesterday I posted something about this podcast. It was called Lead Magnet Ideas. That was the selfie. And it was just a simple selfie of me holding a light bulb to signify the idea of ideas. And that's another thing I would say about your selfies. If you can include a prop, that is something a lot of people don't do, but when people do it, it can really attract a lot of attention. And it's just these kind of little details that show that you really are putting time and attention into the media that you're creating. And people do notice that, but it's just me holding a simple light bulb. I've got, you know, my hair looks, I did my hair nicely. Makeup looks good. And I have the words lead magnet ideas in a little call out box in the thumbnail photo that did very well. The color of the call-out box is coordinated with my shirt. That also worked nicely. And then above it, I have some intro text that explains the picture. And, you know, I talk about lead magnet, a downloadable document offered up in exchange for someone's email address. I just put the definition of lead magnet. Then I put a few more sentences But the key information is displayed above the fold, above the see more, the place where you click to see more. All the key information is above the fold. And so that gives people the impression right away of what this posting is about. So I put the word lead magnet as the first words of the intro text. I put the word lead magnet written onto the thumbnail. And then I have a picture of myself holding a light bulb. Took some time to have a nice appearance in this photo, did very well. As of yesterday, it's got a good amount of views on it, good amount of comments and likes, and it's done really well. Got clients here. I've got industry contacts here that are liking it. Very focused posting. Now let's see. The next one is... Now, this was an interesting one. I was actually kind of playing around with my kids and I put my hair into pigtails. And then I was like, you know, I should make a LinkedIn posting about this. Not the type of thing that you typically see on LinkedIn. And I think that that's why it works so well. This posting, by my definition, would be viral. Would be what I would call viral, according to my standards. A lot of likes, a lot of comments. What I did was I basically took a picture of myself in pigtails holding a stuffed animal. And I have this like a cute expression on my face, like I'm pretending to be a toddler, and I put the words business baby on it. And then I see, this is different. I didn't create the idea and then make the picture to go along with it. I actually created the picture and then I created the idea to go along with it. So the idea of business baby is, a business baby is a person who whines, makes excuses, and has a high need to be pampered in business. And then I talk about it, though I use it as a jumping off point to talk about fears and conditioning and how that keeps us away from getting our dream. And the whole thing turned out to be very inspirational. So this was not your typical business posting. It wasn't me sitting there trying to sell some kind of a like motivational story on anything. It was really just kind of, I think it was aesthetically very, very nice. And the posting just went along with it and had a good point. And this was a viral posting. Business baby. So I hope you're following along on my blog as I explain all of these things, or maybe you could check later. You could check if you're not following me on LinkedIn, go ahead and send me a connection request. I know some of you are following my podcast, but then don't know me. We've never spoken. If so, send me a DM. I would love to meet you. So the next posting would be, there was one that I did about closing, about a sales close, and the inspirational phrase, I did a thumbnail of my, I did a selfie of myself sitting on a table wearing this leopard dress, not too typical that what you would see on LinkedIn. Also, this was a full body shot. This is also not typical of what you would see on LinkedIn, because a lot of times people focus on the torso up, but it really worked. And I just basically took a shot of myself in a leopard dress. It caught a lot of people's attention. And then there was an inspirational kind of tip. If you can't close the prospect, it means you failed to open them correctly. And then I talk about that in the posting itself. And then I lead into my podcast on the topic. Worked really well. That also, not quite viral, but that did really well. And the last one I will talk about was another viral posting. It was about financial advisor compensation. So I will start just by saying that there's an extremely high emotional value to this type of content. Anytime you are talking about compensation or pay, it does tend to turn a lot of heads because everybody is curious to know what other people are making. So I do attribute the subject to be what was, I think, largely responsible for the success of this posting. However, I did also do well with the selfie. I basically put my hair up in a puff, and that was different. I don't normally puff my hair up, you know, whatever, nice makeup. And then the dress, I wore red. I don't normally wear red. It was a nice dress. And then I have the words financial advisor pay in the selfie. And then I've got myself holding a prop. I'm holding like a bunch of $20 bills. So the picture and the words on this image convey the idea of getting paid. And then, you know, again, like really nicely worded intro text with the keywords above the fold. And that got tons of comments. It spurred a lot of debate. And this also was a viral posting by my measure. So there you have it. That's my advice for how to make a viral selfie. I hope to make more viral selfies in the future. And I hope that you'll follow me on LinkedIn so that you could see them and that I could see yours. And if you're making selfies, I would love for you to maybe just send me one and let me know what challenges you're having or what questions you're having about making selfies or just about social media in general. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. I am Sarah Grillo, and I would love for you to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And we'll see you next week.